vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Welcome everyone to another episode of English Way RD. I'm Thomas, your host, and today we are diving into some unusual yet creative ways to boost your English listening skills. So, without further ado, let's get started. The first unconventional method to enhance your listening skills, well, it's not that unconventional, but you have heard that from me various times, is through audiobooks. Pick a book that excites you and immerse yourself into the narration. This will not only improve your listening comprehension skills, but also engage you into the narrative in a unique and incredible way. Another effective strategy is to listen to podcasts that feature speakers with different accents. Exposing yourself to various pronunciations will help you adapt to different intonation and speech speeds. And this is something very important because I was recently in a workshop because of my work. And oh God, at the beginning, it was hellish because I've been mainly speaking with American speakers, like native speakers. And I mean, I have grown so used to their accent and the different type of accents that they have that I have forgotten that English was actually spoken across the world and in a big variety of ways. So on the workshop, I had to pretty much meet with people from all across the world, and they had different accents. So it took me a couple of days to fully understand what they were saying because I had to retrain my ears to understand their accents. So get yourself immersed in those accents and learn them so you don't have to go through the hellish experience that I went through. Now, feeling up for a challenge? Try listening English content in reverse. Yeah, like it sounds. Try listening to English content in reverse. It might sound odd, I know. It might sound very weird at the beginning, but believe me, it will help your ability. It will help you to develop your ability to identify patterns and sounds, ultimately enhancing your comprehension when listening in the correct direction. An interesting technique to try is shadowing. Select an audio clip, whether from movie, series, or speech, and repeat the words and phrases simultaneously as you listen. This method, as odd as it might sound, will help sync your speech with the natural rhythm of the language. Something else that we could do is transform your auditory environment. Play English ambient sounds while going about your daily task. This constant immersion will gradually strengthen your listening skill over time. And this, by personal experience, is proven right. On my early days of the call centers, had to immerse myself into the language. Like every single thing I was doing, it was full in English. Even my phone was in English. And that forced me to pretty much learn the language, be there, be present, and break that fear that we all have inside. I know that we have a constant fear of make mistakes when we are speaking. That's totally fine. But immersing yourself in the language, forcing yourself to speak every single time in English will help you to gradually strengthen these listening skills. And over time, you will master them. Something else that you can try is explore interactive language apps that include listening exercises. Many of these apps present real-life situations and conversations to challenge and improve your ability to understand spoken English. You have a lot of those. And if you don't find one on the App Store, you can go to the internet and Google which one is the best one. And I'm sure you will find one that suits your necessities. Another advice that I will give you is never underestimate the power of humor. Believe me, that helps a lot. listening to English comedy shows not only brings laughter, but also exposes you to different comedy style and linguistic nuances. A couple of those shows that I can personally recommend are The Big Bang Theory, The Office, Friends. I know Friends is a classic, but you can definitely go for Friends. Community, it's another one that is very good. And you have a ton of those out there that you can definitely try. Go pick your favorite and sit and watch fully in English. And if you are not at the level that you can fully understand English, you can use subtitles, and that will help you a lot as well. Now, we have another one, another advice that will help you to enhance your listening skills a lot, and is step into the realm of the virtual reality. Engage yourself in the English language environments through VR experiences. This will provide you actually a unique and immersive way to practice listening comprehension. I know this is not for everyone because VRs are quite expensive. They can cost an arm and a leg. However, if you have the option, either in university, I mean, some universities, they do have these technology clubs that you can assist to, take advantage of it and improve your English skills using technology. And there you have it, our exploration of unconventional yet creative methods to boost your English skills. Remember, consistency is the key. Well, consistency and practice are the key to success. See you next time. Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast, y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en EnglishWayRD.com. Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica hace el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.